Indiana University will spend $50 million in researching addiction over the next 5 years. IU President Michael McRobbie announced this afternoon. At a joint press conference with Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb at the State House in Indianapolis, McRobbie said the funding will come from the university's $300 million Grand Challenges initiative. In a Facebook Live video, McRobbie told the crowd that Robin Newhouse, Dean of Nursing at IU Health, will head the initiative.
This morning, I'm very pleased to announce that Indiana University's third Grand Challenge initiative will be responding to the addictions crisis. Distinguished Professor Robin Newhouse, Dean of the IU School of Nursing, will serve as the initiative's principal investigator.
McRobbie said the Addictions Initiative represents the largest opioid epidemic partnership between public institutions and state government in the nation. He said among the projects to be implemented over the next 6 months is a data collection and analysis initiative, which will be shared with government agencies.
Of this, around $13 million will be deployed immediately over the next 6 months in over 10 separate projects in the following areas. We will work to address key issues in substance abuse prevention, early intervention, treatment, recovery, and enforcement.
The Addiction Initiative's principal investigator and dean of nursing at IU Health, Robin Newhouse, said data collection, including individual data of those filling opioid prescriptions, is necessary to help inform public health policies.
Our leaders in community have told us that to attack addictions, they need real-time data. Examples include opioid prescriptions filled at multiple pharmacies by the same person, or admissions to the emergency department across Indiana related to opioid use. Together, we will develop robust data infrastructure that link data together to support evidence-based and data-driven solutions with real-time evidence to all elements of the addictions crisis.
IU Health CEO and President Dennis Murphy echoed McRobbie and Newhouse's statements about the importance of technology within the initiative, stating that IU Health is using online tools to circumvent its shortage of healthcare workers responding to addiction.
Another option we have to increase capacity is to leverage technology. We're already making investments in significant expansion of telemedicine to manage these patients, not only to get people care quickly, but to get people care where they live and to manage our current workforce shortage. Finally, it is the partnership with IU Health that the prescribing of opioid pain medications will be reduced. To start, we've updated our electronic health records to support compliance with new state limits on opioid prescriptions.
Murphy said IU Health, the largest healthcare provider in the state, has reduced its opioid prescriptions by 20%. The announcement came during IU President Michael McRobbie's 2017 State of the University address.